This is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. Iran will hold a runoff presidential election to replace President Ibrahim Raisi, who died last month in a helicopter crash. The AP's Lawrence Brooks has more.
The runoff will pit a little-known reformist, Masoud Pezeshkian, against hardline former nuclear negotiator Saeed Jalili. Speaking to reporters, Iran's election ministry spokesperson Mohsen Islami said none of the candidates managed to win an absolute majority, so the first and second candidates with the highest number of votes will be announced to the Guardian Council. He said of 24.5 million votes cast, Pezeshkian got 10.4 million, while Jalili received 9.4 million. More than half of voters cast no ballot in the race that saw Pezeshkian and Jalili compete alongside two other hardliners. The runoff will be held on July 5th. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
10 Ukrainians held prisoner for years have been released from Russian captivity with the Vatican's mediation. Part of the group arrived overnight at Kyiv International Airport, which had been closed since the start of the war. It's the first time in over 2 years the airport received passengers. Among the freed was deputy head of the Mezhuz Nariman Jihal. Mezhuz is a representative of the body of Crimean Tatars who relocated to Kyiv after Russia seized Crimea. An attacker with a crossbow has wounded a Serbian police officer guarding the Israeli embassy in Belgrade. Serbia's interior ministry says that the officer responded by fatally shooting the assailant. The interior minister, Ivica Dačić, called it a terrorist attack on Serbia. The officer is undergoing life-threatening surgery. For additional stories, visit our website. This is VOA News. A divided France braced Saturday for high-stakes parliamentary elections that could see the anti-immigrant and Eurosceptic party of Marine Le Pen sweep to power in a historic first. On Saturday, voting began in France's overseas territories that span the globe. Most polls show that Le Pen's far-right national rally is on course to win the largest number of seats in the 577-member National Assembly, Parliament's lower house, although it does remain unclear if the party will secure an outright majority. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports on the United Nations admitting it's fallen short on its goals to improve people's lives across the globe.
The United Nations is warning it's met just 17% of about 170 goals to end poverty, achieve peace, and protect the planet. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres releasing a report card of sorts on the Sustainable Development Goals aimed at helping the lives of some 7 billion people.
Our failure to secure peace, to confront climate change, and to boost international finance is undermining development.
He says there's no reason that countries can't pick up the pace. I'm Jackie Quinn.
U.S. President Joe Biden addressed concerns Friday about what was roundly viewed as a poor debate performance the night before. Some supporters are now calling for him to drop out of the 2024 presidential race. VOA's Veronica Balderas Iglesias has more.
I don't speak as smoothly as I used to. I don't debate as well as I used to.
A day after debating his Republican presidential challenger, Donald Trump, U.S. President Joe Biden hit the campaign trail in Raleigh, North Carolina. The editorial board of the New York Times wrote that to serve his country, President Biden should leave the race. Unless the president leaves the race voluntarily, he's still on track to clinch his party's nomination at the Democratic National Convention in August. Veronica Valderas Iglesias, VOA News, Washington.
Sunday's United Nations hosted meeting in Doha, Qatar, with Afghanistan's Taliban leaders is the third UN meeting with Afghan envoys in Qatar's capital. That's the first that the Taliban will be attending. They weren't invited to the first and refused to attend the second. The UN envoy says that women's rights will be raised at every session, but Taliban officials have indicated that internal issues of Afghanistan, including women's rights, will not be discussed. For pictures, videos, stories, and more, be sure to follow The Voice of America on your favorite social media platform. You'll find us on YouTube, X, and Instagram. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.